Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring a teaching to you. This thought came to mind today as we were standing outside of a religious church on a public sidewalk, and they called the police on us. We were totally peaceful on a sidewalk, and the police know me in this town. And, of course, we preached on. We thanked them. The police waved at us. We're absolutely fine. Today, I want to talk about this topic. Ready? The religious persecuted and called the authorities on the Christians. Yeah, I'm talking about in the Bible days. It was the religious people that persecuted the Christians and Jesus and called the secular Roman authorities on them, ultimately to kill them in some cases, in Christ's case and Stephen's case. And later, history says Paul was executed and Peter. People say to us all the time when we go and do these things, oh, you're causing trouble when we preach outside religious places or witness to religious people. And we own that. We get it. We are thankful for it. Why? Because we're preaching the truth. The truth and the light always stirs up trouble. It makes the religious false people angry, and they tend to call the authorities on us and get angry and get upset. That's okay. Our master said in Matthew 10:22, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. So we're okay with that. We're not being mean-spirited. We're not breaking the law. We're not going out of our way to be hated. We're just standing up, preaching the gospel truth, calling out sin, exposing man-made religion. Oh yeah, they get mad. They call the authorities. And I want to talk about this. That's the pattern we see when we today peacefully stand outside churches on public sidewalks. It happened just today, like I said. Wicked, false convert churchianity men that can't bring the Bible. Never do they bring the Bible, or rarely do they ever bring any Bible. They call the police on you. And it always turns out good. I've never been arrested. The police end up getting the gospel in most cases. They wave at us. We thank them for their service. And everything goes on because we have First Amendment rights in America here. But they call the secular police. Why? Because they can't use God's word to get rid of us or silence us. So they call secular authorities to try and get us removed and arrested. It's absolutely wicked. This is what Paul said about believers going to secular authorities against believers. 1 Corinthians 6:1, dare any of you, having a matter against one another, go to the law before the unjust, not before the saints. So instead of them bringing the Bible and saying, you're wrong, here's what we believe and we can prove it, they call secular authorities on you. And what I want to talk about today is this was no different today than it was in Jesus' day, Paul's day, Peter's day, Stephen's day. Matthew 23:34, Jesus said this to the Pharisees, wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them you shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city. Yeah, that's how the religious people treated the true people of God. The prophets in the Old Testament were killed when they showed up and spoke out truth and called out the sins of the religious people in Israel. It was the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the Jewish people, the religious people, that got the Roman guards, the secular authorities involved to try to stop the truth, stop their ministries, ultimately murder saints. That's what I want to talk about. The religious people hated God's truth so much, they didn't want the gospel proclaimed. They wanted to extinguish them. And they went to secular authorities to have it done back in Jesus' day. Let's take a look at some verses, how the Pharisees and Sadducees hated Jesus and wanted to stop him. Matthew 12:14. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. Yeah, that was the religious people talking. Matthew 22:15. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. Yep, they were trying to trick him, trap him. Mark 3:6. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. No love there. Wicked religious people trying to destroy the people of God, or in this case, Christ, God himself. Mark 12:13. And they send unto him a certain Pharisee of the Herodians to catch him in his words. So they were conniving, tricking, trying to get him. Luke 6, 7 and 11. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. And they were filled with madness and communed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Yeah, he's just doing his ministry and it was making them livid. John 7, 32. The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Ultimately, they moved to arrest Jesus. John 11, 47 and 53. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, "What do we? For this man doeth many miracles." From that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death. They wanted to kill Jesus because he was ruining their gig, ruining their religious show, ruling over the people, doing miracles, actually winning favor with some of the people at that time. John 18, 3. Judas, then having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, come thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Yeah, they came and they took Jesus to kill him. Matthew 27, 1 through 2. And when the morning was come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. See that? The Jews, the people turned on Jesus. The elders and the Pharisees carried it out. They carried him to the Roman secular authorities. And we ultimately know what happened. They ended up crucifying him. Mark 15, 9 through 15. But Pilate answered them, saying, "What ye that I release unto you, the King of Jews?" For he know that the time the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people. Now see that? They stirred up the people. That he should rather release Barabbas unto them, a thief. And Pilate answers and said unto them, "What will ye have that I shall do unto him, who you call the King of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." Then Pilate said unto them, "Why? What evil has he done?" And they cried one more time exceedingly, "Crucify him." And so Pilate, willing to contend the people, released Barabbas unto them, delivered Jesus. They had him scourged and to be crucified. So that shows you just a few verses about how they hated Jesus. It was the religious people. It wasn't the Romans that came after Jesus in the beginning. It was the Jewish people and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, kind of like the modern pastors and the churchianity people today. The police never have a problem with me. It's when these religious people call them, and then the police show up and see that we're peaceful, and we preach on anyway. How did they treat Paul, a brother Paul? Acts 23, 9 and 10. And then there arose a great cry, and the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part arose and strove, saying, "We find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or if an angel hath spoken to him, let us not fight against God." And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled to pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down, take him by force among them, and bring him to the castle. The Roman guards saw that such hatred for Paul, he thought the Jews were going to rip him to pieces. He went and got Paul to hold him separately so they could eventually try him. Acts 22, 22 through 26. And they gave him audience unto his word, and then lifted up their voices and said, "Away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live." They wanted to kill Paul. And as they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust in the air, these people are angry, livid people, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle and bade that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know wherefore they cried so much against him. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, "Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned?" And when the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, "Take heed what thou doest, this man is a Roman." Paul asked for his Roman rights. He ended up going to Rome. He wanted a trial before Caesar. History says Paul was beheaded in Rome. We don't know exactly how he died, but history says that. But you see the anger and the hatred of the Jews against our brother Paul. How about Stephen? Acts 7, 51, 52, 54, 57 through 59. Stephen says, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in your hearts and ears, do you always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did? So did ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which show before of the coming of the Just One, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers. And when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth." They didn't repent. They got more mad. And then it says, "They cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and and ran upon him with one accord, cast him out of the city, and they stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul." That was Brother Paul before he was born again. "And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Do you see the anger of the religious people? We see it today. They'd kill us if they could get away with it. These people could. Today, they can't necessarily kill us and get away with it, so they don't do it. One day, that probably will happen. How about Peter? Peter was beaten. Acts 5, 27 through 29, 39 through 42. "And when they had brought them, they set them before the council," the religious people. "And the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straightway command that you should not teach in his name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. And then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men." One of my favorite verses there. "But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it." And then this is another man talking. "If it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus. They let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to preach and teach Jesus Christ." I love that. They beat them. Their lives were threatened. They went right back to preaching Jesus Christ. So there's many, many more verses I could share with you, but those are some that prove the religious people, the corrupt leaders, called and used the secular sources, the Romans, to persecute and in some cases murder people that they disagreed with. And it goes on today. Not so much hard persecution in America. Other countries, there's people being murdered for their faith. And it's usually from the modern hireling pastors, the people that sit in the pews. They can't open the Holy Scriptures to refute what they're saying, what we're saying. We're exposing their sin and their lies, their money taking, making mammon out of people. And they have to call the secular authorities against us. Yeah, they'll even raise your hand against you and beat you up. I've had that happen to me already. I've had men threaten to punch me. I've had people swerve their cars at me. We have people throw things at us. We have threats. We've had stalkers. All of this because of the truth of Jesus Christ. It happened in the Old Testament with the prophets. It happened in the New Testament with Jesus. It happened in the New Testament with Paul and Stephen and Peter and many others. It's going to happen to us today. And we strive on, and we're going to preach on no matter what they do to us. I always tell people, in order to stop us, you're going to have to kill us. And that's exactly what the disciples did, and we're going to strive on in the same way. So I hope that blessed you to see how when we show up and the trouble happens and there's a big ruckus and the police show up, it's not on us. It wasn't on Paul. It wasn't on Peter. It wasn't on Jesus. It's on the wicked religious leaders of the day who have stiff necks, rebellion, sin against God. And rather than repent, they want to remove the people like the prophets that are calling out their sin. Hope that blessed you. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering page, adding to it every day. Check out the witnessing videos. We were at the Strawberry Festival twice this weekend, and we were just outside of a corrupt church. You'll be blessed by all the videos, all the audios, and the testings. Love y'all. Till next time, may God be praised.